weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Dave, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is June 5th, Wednesday, 2019. And we're going to discuss the markets. We're going to discuss the economy. We're going to discuss the socialists. We're going to discuss everything that affects you and us and all points in between. But first, if you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We're live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button. Go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary articles we post. If you'd like to hear what we're doing, like to hear what you're doing, press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And the email service 1 month free at GaryK.com. Check it out. Also, this Saturday, I'll be at the Financial Fest in Scottsdale, Arizona. I will be speaking, listen carefully, all my Scottsdale Phoenixites. I'll be speaking at 9 a.m. They're moving me around like a goldfish in your little, whatever, goldfish are in. You got that? 9 a.m. And if I figure out where it's at, I know it's the Embassy Suites in Scottsdale. Give me a moment and I'll have it all for you. But I hope to see everybody there. I'll be doing my usual whining and complaining and all that crap. Because that's what we do. We whine and complain here. We know that. But ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot to whine and complain about. Sorry. It's the nature of the beast. And by the way, it will be at the Embassy Suites Hilton, Scottsdale. Okay? If I can find out the rest of it, it would help. I'm looking for an address. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, I'll get it for you before the show's over. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Inflarx. What? Inflarx. Say what? Inflarx. The symbol is IFRX. Inflarx. Stock closed at $3.06 today. $3.06. The problem, it was down $34.23 today. Last I looked, that's down 91-92% today. And the stock was $53 4 weeks ago. Now, what do I care about Inflarx? They've even heard of the stock before today. Well, it goes into our little record books, Gary's list of biotechs with no sales that should have never even gone public, dropping 50% or more overnight because the drug did not work. Now, Inflarx came public at $15 in November of 2017, did a secondary offering at around $35 in May of 2018, putting more stock on the market. And it doesn't matter what they're trying to figure out or what they're trying to find or discover. The stock had a market cap. A market cap of $1 billion with no sales. And just development stage. It is down 91%. And I bring this up because today, in Florks, SunTrust downgraded it from a buy to a hold. SunTrust had it as a buy. And they lowered their target to $5 down from, I gather, 50. JP Morgan went from an overweight to an underweight, lowered their target to $9. BMO Capital Markets went from an outperform to a market perform. What does a market perform mean? Down 91% is a market perform? Robert Baird went from an outperform to a neutral. Why do I bring this up? Because I can't stand Wall Street. That an analyst would have buy recommendations on a company that didn't even sell a glass of lemonade at a lemonade stand. And there's ordinary people that own this stock. And those ordinary people will be part of class action lawsuits against these companies for putting buy recommendations on companies with absolutely nothing but trying to develop a drug. This is probably the 200th stock in the last 20 years that we have mentioned on this show. And excuse my French, it really pisses me off. Because it does not get enough news. It does not get enough people upset. It does not get the regulators saying, what the hell are you doing? You know, when I started in this business in the 80s, I was in the penny stock business. We used to bring companies public at 5 cents and 10 cents. But I got news for you. Those companies had $3 or $4 million in revenues. Do you know how many biotechs they have brought public with no sales? You know how many other companies they have brought public with no sales? Tons. Tons. And it irritates the hell out of me. So I hope none of you had it. And we hope you are checking out what you own. And very simple. What kind of sales? If they don't have any sales, you know, I got a cold call today from somebody wanting me to get into a company that was developing something, cannabis. How much sales do you have? Oh, we don't have any. So why are you calling me to invest? Well, another guy called me that said they had these silver coins that they're selling to me for 50 cents on the dollar. I asked him why I was so special. He goes, what? I said, why am I so special and why are you calling anybody? Why don't you just sell them for the dollar on the dollar and double your money? Why call me? They put the manager on the phone. The manager says, well, we're trying to get clients. I go, no, you're not. You're trying to screw me. There's no such animal as calling somebody up and telling them, we're going to sell you something, but it's worth double when we sell it to you. Can I sell it for double? The guy told me to F off. Hung up. Anyway, Wall Street and some of the people involved on Wall Street. And notice I mentioned some very big names on this stock. They don't care, you know. It's just a footnote for them. It's just a footnote. And usually these class action lawsuits, you ever see what happens? Yeah, you win them and you get $0.03 check. Oh, yeah, you had 1,000 shares, you lost $30,000. Now we're going to send you $10. Anyway, pick your poison, know what you're in, and make sure you can handle it. Up next, Full Market Wrap, / the Fed, and much more. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Biz Talk Radio is powered by Freedom Solar. Find out more at freedomsolar.com. Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
So, how do I move on from Inflarx? You just do it. Ladies and gentlemen, I promise you on the back half of this show, we will do all markets. I will cover everything. We can just tell you straight up front, the Fed pivoted again yesterday, and that's where we pivot with them. Any pullbacks now are buyable until we say otherwise. Remember, the Fed moved the markets off the lows in December, January. They're doing it again now. They can't stand markets going down. This has nothing to do with the economy. It is all to do with markets. They are nothing but market watchers now. The Fed. But in a minute. Today, or yesterday, Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts proposed an economic program of aggressive intervention on behalf of American workers, suggesting that as president she would invest $2 trillion in climate-friendly industries over a decade, create a new cabinet-level Department of Economic Development, even manipulate the dollar to promote exports. She's calling it economic patriotism. She is complaining that companies, if they can make a nickel by sending your job somewhere else, they'll do it. Many of Ms. Warren's spending proposals rely on instituting tax hikes on America's richest individual and corporations, and some critics have said she is promising voters things that are undeliverable. Ladies and gentlemen, we measure our words here. We measure our words. We're very careful with our words. We really are. Only one time did we say a four-letter word on this show in 21 years, and it was by accident. And when we, every now and then, call somebody a moron or an imbecile, it's typically only the politicians. Yeah, I've gone after a couple of my sports teams. But it's the politicians. What we are seeing out of these presidential candidates is beyond any of my nightmares. Barack Obama is a conservative compared to what we are seeing from these nightmares. They're insane. They really do want to control every part of your life. Do you know in California they had this big confab and a couple of moderates said we can't have socialism all the day, and the people that were there were booing them? that socialism's good. And I keep saying to myself, just give me 5 minutes with these people. And just let me say to you, don't you realize with socialism, you as an individual, you're giving up your rights to just a few people, as well as your money, as well as your decision making? That's what you want? Huh? What? Huh? What? So Elizabeth Warren, left of socialism. Next, Bernie Sanders. Communist Bernie Sanders. I have no problem with calling him a communist. I'd say it to his face. He's a communist. Now, we're not calling him a communist like Stalin or Castro that imprisons. We call him an economic communist. He's insane. He wants everybody to share everything you make, but first give it to him, and then he'll dole it out. A communist. So he goes to Walmart's shareholder meeting. And he wanted to crash it, but Walmart said, no, you don't have to crash it. Come on in. We'll let you speak. And he was just, you know, Walmart this and Walmart that, and you don't pay enough. Screw you, you communist dictator. Telling the greatest job-creating machine in history what to do. From a person that's never created a job or a dime of wealth. Telling him what to do. Who the hell does this guy think he is? Oh, that's right, I'm a senator. You're from Vermont. It's like 5 square yards. I like Vermont, by the way. Ben and Jerry's is there. Yeah, Ben and Jerry's are communists also, the owners, but they make very good ice cream. And they have very good skiing there, Smuggler's Notch, other places. But I'm not done. Cory Booker, another presidential candidate, listen to me carefully, and please understand where I'm coming from. A proposal to subsidize renters. What? Yes, he will give you money if you rent an apartment. What? Ladies and gentlemen, just what the hell is going on here? When did it become everybody is a victim? Now renters, students, we're going to give you money. Renters, we're going to give you money. The poor, the downtrodden, the children, we're going to give you money. The proposal, we're going to give you $1,000 a year when you get born to the age of 18. We're just going to give it to you. But of course, they're not giving it. It's the taxpayer. If you add up all these proposals, there ain't enough money for the next 1,000 years to pay what they want to do in 10 years. These socialist, authoritarian dictators. And Biden came out and just plagiarized everybody else. So I can leave that be. Now, you know I'm no fan of Trump. And I think he's nuts on these tariffs, and I think it's a bluff. He's lying again. He's saying it's not a bluff. It's a bluff. It ain't going to happen. He won't get elected, reelected, if he does it. Ain't going to happen. But Trump is a walk in the park compared to these people. An absolute walk in the park. These people are maniacs. They're maniacs. That said, up next, as promised, full market wrap. Lots more. I'm the maniac. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the
network. When hearing aid technology is here, go to biztalkeargo.com to learn more. biztalkeargo.com.
You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. You can stop the music now. Thank you. No, really, you can stop the music. Thank you. Very good. I like Boston like everybody else. Whatever I tell you, by the way, we're doing the show live today. It's actually 6:35 p.m. Eastern time. So whatever I tell you right now, we have to add in that Dow futures are down about 125 points in the aftermarket. I'll explain in a second. Yeah, about a 0.5%. S&P 0.5%. About 0.6% on the NASDAQ. We have been waiting for... There was a meeting between Mexico and the United States on these tariffs, and everybody was getting excited for something to get done. We are getting word now that nothing got done today. That's the word we're getting. So futures are down. So whatever I tell you about today, recognize that, and that can change overnight. But just letting you know, the market wrap is brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbeck, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out, investment-models.com. Now remember, the market's been correcting, S&P down 7, NASDAQ down 10 or 11, and a lot of things just smoked. A lot of stocks smoked. Combination of interest rates on the long end have been coming down, and there's been worry about slowdown in economic growth. And we got an ADP number on jobs today, which was a pitiful number. So we'll see. That's open to conjecture, and we'll get more numbers as we move forward. But then the Fed stepped in yesterday, and they changed their stance again. Every time in the last 10 years, the market's gone through corrections, the Fed either floats a trial balloon. If that don't work, goes with the rhetoric. And if that don't work, the actual move. And I expect the Fed to lower rates, if not this meeting, which is the next couple of weeks, it'll be in July. No, really. That's what's going to happen. So the Fed steps in, and we'll just see what comes of it. All we can tell you is when they stepped in last in December, Christmas Eve day, the market was getting hit again. Then around the close, we get the floated rumors. And by the way, rumors are not accidental, that the Fed may be changing their stance. Because before that day, just so you know, the Fed raised rates on the 19th of December. And they said we'd have three or four more rate hikes in 2019. Well, they floated right around Christmas. Well, we're looking to change our stance to be more patient. In other words, forget those rate hikes. And the market bottomed. And then on January 4th at 10 a.m., Powell's on TV, confirms it. Yeah, we're now going to be patient. And it had nothing to do with the economy. First quarter GDP was 3.2%. They don't want the market going down because they know what they've created. And listen, you can believe me or not believe me, okay? It's my opinion. They know what they've created. They've created a powder keg. They've created a time bomb. And I use the terminology all the time, and that is every data point, every economic statistic, every asset price, whether it's stocks, bonds, art, gold, silver, antique cars, real estate, is based on $250 trillion of global debt. By the way, that's a real number. Easy money around the globe, printing of money around the globe to the tune, the guesstimate, depending on your rusty abacus, $20 to $25 trillion. Still have negative rates in Europe and Japan. They crap in their pants here about 2.5%. China easing like easing can't, wow. And it's all off that. And you know, I was listening to the esteemed Ken Fisher, big time money manager today, was on with Neil Cavuto. And I was listening on satellite driving home, and I heard him say, the amount of debt doesn't matter. It's how much you can service the debt. And I'm saying to myself, I respectfully disagree with Ken Fisher. The amount of debt is everything. And he said something about how we can cover it. Yeah, okay. But what happens if one day the economy heads south? You know what happens to the debt? It explodes because revenues get shot to hell. And what happens if, whoa, interest rates spike, meaning the interest rate market takes out the big middle finger and shoots it right back at these central banks that have been controlling these rates forever and says, ha ha. So we disagree on that. And then God only knows. And you know, I don't even think God does know how much derivatives and leverage is in the system. Again, we do know it's a lot more than it was in 08. And we do know Wall Street did not learn their lesson of leverage and debt and derivatives. If you don't know what derivatives are, just Google the words derivatives. And you'll see what they are. And you will know that what brought the house down in 08 was the leverage. If there wasn't the leverage and the derivatives and the counterparty crap, 08 does not happen. But you had these peanut heads leveraging the same products at 10, 20 to 1, and good night. And of course, we bailed their arses out. And they all became billionaires since. While we got 0% interest on our savings. How's that? We got penalized. The crooks got rewarded. We got penalized. The crooks got rewarded. And you wonder what has me worried. So we're just letting you know that the central banks have to do what they're doing because they know if they lose the markets, the leverage in the system that they didn't create but enabled once again makes 08 look like a picnic. But in the meantime, they did their thing yesterday. They changed their stance again, basically telegraphing they are going to lower rates, move the stock markets, and basically, as we always tell you, we'll see what the outcome is. Right now, they did the job again today. You know, back and forth, but closed on the high. And amazingly, And I must tell you, I've seen everything. The type of moves I have seen up and down in leading growth names that they just blasted the smithereens in the last few days and just brought them all back up a certain extent, some more than others, amazes even me. And as I have told you, I've seen it all. I've seen it all. An Adobe goes from 272 to 257 in a day. Back up in a day and a half. For example, more on the markets. Up next, this is Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the
National Home for Business Talk online at biztalkradio.com. You're listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And by the way, I don't say those things to scare you. It's what I really do believe. And none of it is, it's not an opinion that we have $22 trillion of debt. It's not an opinion that we have trillion-dollar deficits. It's not an opinion that we have an out-of-control government and government spending. It's not an opinion what the central banks have done here and around the globe. These are all factual. All facts, not to be argued. The only thing to be argued is what's the outcome. We do know they did the same thing before the bubble burst in 08, just not as big. And remember what I said to you about the credit card. If you keep getting bigger and bigger credit cards to pay for the last credit card, you can go infinitum. And infinitum and infinitum and infinitum on going into debt until they stop coming or till something happens. In the case of 08, the real estate bubble popped. And there was nothing they can do to stop it. So now the question is, what is going to be the cause this time? We know it's going to happen. But it may be from 40,000 Dow. It may be from 35, maybe 30, maybe tomorrow. We are just letting you know it's there. And what really tells me it's there is nobody gives a crap. Why? Markets. Remember our motto. It's a simple motto. Everything's fine as long as markets are cooperating. And that's what the Fed knows. Everything's fine as long as the markets are cooperating. Everything's cool. Debt, psh. Deficits, psh. Asset bubbles, psh. Nah. Because the market. But shouldn't it tell you there's an issue? When every time the market gets in trouble, they put on their cape and do their thing. Again, none of this is opinion. It's fact. And Wall Street doesn't give a crap. They didn't give a crap back in 08. We saved their butts. No one went to jail. Do you know how many crimes were committed by Wall Street people in 06, 07, 08? Tons. CEOs on down. The machas of machas. And not one. And not only did they not go to jail, but they've made billions ever since. I know one guy that just committed out-and-out securities violations up the yin-yang and got promoted to CEO. So again, that's why the Fed does what they do. And I'm 100% certain. And we'll take it as it comes. Remember, we will not rationalize price. We know markets can go farther and farther and farther, especially with the easy money and the printed money and the 0% rates and the you got the point. The story today, and let me just, Shopify, S-H-O-P, up 18, Trade Desk up 7, TTD, Roku up 7, R-O-K-U, Paycom up 7, P-A-Y-C, MasterCard up 7. These things were all getting hit and getting hit hard as hell. And poof, on just a few words from the central bank, up. We're no longer patient. We can lower rates to meet inflation expectations and make sure and boom. Gary, how do you deal with that? Answer is, not easy. Because you're constantly having to look over your shoulders. And then you add in the Trump, the tariff addiction. And sorry, that's what I'm calling it now. It's a tariff addiction. The country did that? Tariff. What did that country do? Tariff. What's the problem? Tariff. What? Tariff. Mets lost last night? Tariff. And it's finally good to see Republicans having a crap fit. They said they're going to vote him down. So finally some Republicans get it. If they ever put 25% tariffs on, well, hell's going to break loose. Whatever good Trump has done will be undone before you can say boo, and he will be out of the presidency next year. That's why I know we're not going to 25% tariff on Mexico. No way. We ain't going to 20, we ain't going to 15, we ain't going to 10. We may go 5, but it'll stop right there. Why? President Trump watches the markets like a hawk. And even he knows what that means. So just letting you know the lay of the land ain't easy. A lot of noise. I mean, we're just talking tariffs. There's other things going on too. But pay attention. The good news is major indices are back above the 200-day moving average right now. That needs to continue. By the way, by the hair of their chinny chin chin above the 200-day. Not the Russell 2000, though. And not the transports. So not everything. Have a great evening. Drive carefully. Can't give you a basketball pick because I don't know who's playing, too many injuries. And when you get home, do like I do, simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are